The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the, well, I guess you'd call it an inaugural daytime show of the American Awakening. Of course, good morning if you're on the left coast out there. Yeah, the question is, does that make me crazy? Folks, this is a new audience, and I'm sure a number of you know who I am. There may be some who don't, because I was in the nighttime slot part of the time that Tom LaCavera was incarcerated. I took that spot up until I believe it was about July. Then Eric, the Freedom Screamer, replaced me because there were other entities in my life that had to be accomplished. And John and I both worked our way through that. It's been an interesting year. So for the sake of the new audience, I'm Michael Herzog. I've had a show for many years on here called On and Off, called The American Awakening. And John has held this slot open for me, knowing that I've had a number of situations going on in my life that have caused me to basically, refocus and regain my stability, if you will. At any rate, that being said, I am back. I know a number of the listeners that listen to RB on a daily basis know who I am. For the sake of the listeners who don't know who I am, thank you very much for listening in, and I hope this is educational to you. So that said, let's move forward here. I want to mention to you, in my journey through my refocusing, I've only had occasion to listen, because I am an RBN listener, I've only had occasion to listen to RBN sporadically, and most times it is as a rebroadcast, because usually during the shows that I want to tune into, I'm not around to listen to them, so I have to do it on a rebroadcast. But I say that to say this, that I happened to listen to the archives of John's show last Friday in his interview with Clint Richardson. Now, some or a lot of you may have heard that interview. And I have to say, before I go any further, if you're a talk show host and you're preparing a show and a talk show host calls you, don't take their call. Because if you do, you won't get a full show prepared, like is what happened today. I had Skyped Clint Richardson last night to invite him to come up on my program, which he will be on Wednesday, by the way, both hours, because what he had to say on John's show was very interesting. It was very controversial, but I wanted to expound on that personally with him, and I know you're going to find it very, very interesting, folks, as I did, because it's very, very difficult when he starts in to get off the phone with him, which is what happened to me this morning. I was on the phone with him for, Skype. I was on Skype with him for about an hour, which totally, you know, dived into my preparation for the show today. So hopefully I can make it through this, make it an interesting program for you. And the phone lines will be open, 800-313-9443, if you want to chime in. But at any rate, part of what he has said, which really caught my attention, because as many of you know, I have investigated the straw man thing, and I've investigated the whole, you know, fictitious birth certificate thing and the whole nine yards. And it seems that Clinton may have, and I'm not saying he has 100%, but it sounds like he may have solved the issue. Now, I have to tell you, it's very complex, and it can be kind of borderline offensive to some people, but I listened closely, and a lot of what he had to say on the phone this morning kind of tied in with some of the research that I was doing. That's why I'm going to look forward to having him on Wednesday, and I hope you tune in, because I think it's going to be a very, very interesting show. And I'm just going to leave you with a little tidbit of what I caught on John's show through Clint's, or through their interview Friday. And what we're talking about here, or what they were talking about, was the preamble to the Constitution, where it says, "We the people of the United States, you know, hereby do perform," or whatever it is. I don't know it verbatim, folks, because it's been years since I've read it. But what he referred to is, quote, "we," unquote, "the people." He says that they're not referring to us. They are referring to their own tribe, if you will. Now, we've heard over the past, and many shows have been on the air, about the bloodline. People have done research, have written books about the bloodline. You know, the people that get elected president are all of a certain bloodline. Interestingly enough, I think it was back in 2004 when George Bush ran against John Kerry. And it was determined that both of these guys are cousins, third time removed. Now, I thought that was rather interesting, but in reading and doing some research on that, I found that it is indeed true that many of these people, if not all of these people, distantly are related. Now, why do I say that? Because when Clint comes up on Wednesday, I'm going to dive into this a little bit deeper. And John, by the way, I have to tell you, John did a great job. And I have to thank John, because John has been so patient in knowing the behind-the-scenes activity of what's been going on with me. And he's been very patient about holding this slot open, because we had talked about this prior to my leaving, and we had both agreed that it would probably be a good slot for me. John was very cordial, very patient about it, and he understood what was going on behind the scenes, and the compassionate guy that he is, he left it open. Now, there was a time there where I didn't even know whether I was coming back on the air at all. At the time when I was asked to make a decision on it, I had to decide not to, because there was simply too many other things going on in my life. And for those of you, you know, who may not know, right now I'm wearing three hats. I'm doing this RBN slot, but I also have two other jobs. So I'm pretty busy and pretty full, and I may not be able to devote as much time to research and preparation as I did on my nighttime slot. So if you bear with me with that, we'll get through this. Now, in continuing on here, I wanted to make a point and remind everybody that supposedly today there's going to be a decision on the Bundy trial, whether they're going to retry the Bundys or whether they're going to dismiss it with prejudice. Now, I mean, I know a lot of you know the difference between that. Without prejudice means they can try him again. With prejudice means that they cannot try him, and it's all over. Now, in light of, and I had listened to a clip on John's show of Ammon Bundy being interviewed, and he was talking about whether that decision, or if whatever decision is made, is going to show us, the Patriot community, which side Donald Trump is on. Now, take that in stride, because when I had listened to they dismissed it. Okay, was it with or without prejudice, Dan? That is the key. Okay, without prejudice. That means that they cannot retry? Okay, so I just got word that they've dismissed it without prejudice, which means they cannot retry. Now, in light of that, in listening to Clint Richardson Friday, Clint, when he was on John's show, was talking about what we are looking at as we the people in the Constitution is completely the opposite of the way they look at it, because we the people in their context isn't us, it's them. So this is why, another reason why I want to get into this with Clint, to kind of drill down and get into the specifics of what exactly it is he's talking about. So that being said, they dismissed it without prejudice. Evidently, that means they cannot retry, and that means the Bundys are free. Ammon can take off his ankle bracelet and go from Clark County, Nevada, back to his home in Idaho after how long and how much turmoil and how many millions of dollars were spent on this. And the big question is why. Now, that said, let me segue into, what is that? The LA Times? Oh, okay. let's see. Let me just click on this for a minute here. I was just sent a I was just sent an article that I cannot open for whatever reason. I'm a little, forgive me here for a minute, folks, because I'm a little bit confused about this setup. I don't know where it came. That one's mine. Okay, so let's go with the other one. Okay, I can't pull it up, so I won't go there. Anyway, bear with me a little bit here, folks, because I'm kind of orienting myself back onto this. But shifting gears off the Bundy trial, I want to ask the audience, have you had the same experience that I have had over the last, I would say, maybe 4 to 6 weeks? Now, I am not a registered Democrat, nor am I a registered Republican. I'm not, as far as I know, I'm not registered at all. Did I vote in the election? No. It all goes in, back into that citizenry, and are you a citizen of the United States, and do you vote, and if you are, you're a citizen, and all that stuff that I'm going to get into later. I don't want to go into that today. But what I found fascinating here over the last 4 to 6 weeks, and I want to get the input from the listening audience, if this is happening to you as well, because Democrats are blowing up, and I'm literally blowing up my email box, asking for donations. And I'm talking about coming from Elizabeth Warren, supposedly. As we know, there's some underling there that's really sending the emails, but it's saying that it's coming from Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, Kazir Khan, whoever that is, and a number of other prominent Democrats who are asking for money. Now, I have ignored it. I have not answered it. I have not sent them any of them a nickel, of course. But lately, now they're sending me emails asking me, and by the way, one of the emails that came from supposedly Nancy Pelosi is saying, I have had Elizabeth Warren email you. I have had Kazir Khan email you. I have had, you know, Maxine Waters email, and to date, you have not answered us. And rightly so, I'm not going to answer them. But now their strategy is they're asking me to take a survey of what issues that I believe would be of foremost and prominence in their election campaign as what format to run on. Now, I take this as a conclusion that these people don't know what format to run on. They are running scared. They are running around like chickens with their head cut off, not knowing what to do. They have no idea. And by the way, even though they have no idea, they're putting out the propaganda that they have this initiative and this momentum that they're going to take Congress back. I doubt it. But that said, they are propagandizing. And I think what they did, near as I could figure, the only way I would think of they could do it is they must have bought an email list or a phone book list or some kind of list, and they're just blasting the public at large, hoping to throw a bunch of poop against the wall and get some of it to stick to bring on new, unwitting, unknowing, mesmerized, down, dumbed down millennials or whatever. I don't know. So I'm curious if any of you out there are having the same experience as I'm having. So if you will, call me at 800-313-9443. Let's get to know each other. Another thing I wanted to bring up is, since this is a new format, now, years ago, my slot was from 4 to 6 p.m. Oh, no, excuse me, it was from 2 to 4 p.m., right behind John Stadtmiller. So I'm unfamiliar with this particular audience. I don't know what your favorites are as far as guests, as far as talk input or whatever. So, I'm kind of just, treading water, wading along, kind of hoping to get some input from you guys so I can continue forward here. But that being said, it's a new experience for me, this particular slot. Now, I want to tell you, in the time that I spent off the air, other than on my other two jobs that I have, I do have the opportunity as a researcher and an investigator to, go into the internet and look around just to see what's abuzz, what is the topics of the day and so forth. And, of course, you run across the normal Pizzagate, Pedogate, indictments, sealed indictments, and all this good stuff. And not having the time to really peel away the onion, if you will, and get down to the brass tacks of what's real and what's not real, I'm just taking it all in consideration, agnostically saying, okay, is this true? Is this not true? Again, I want the input from the audience on this, because I'm going to bring up a couple things. Stuff. Liz Crokin, for example, many of you may know who she is. She is heavy on the Pizzagate thing and the Pedagogy thing as far as exposing people. And not only her, but I believe Bill Stills, and the SGT report and a number of others are talking about these, quote, sealed indictments. Well, what is a sealed indictment? Evidently, a sealed indictment is an indictment that the public at large does not get to see. And the question is why? Why don't we get to see it? Some people say that it's because, oh, it would be too shocking if you knew who was going to be arrested. Right? Well, okay. What's the old Jack Nicholson saying? You can't handle the truth. I guess what they're doing is treating us like children, thinking that we can't handle the truth. But the other question that I have in my mind, is there indeed truly secret indictments? And if so, who's putting these indictments out? Who's recommending the indictments? Is it Jeffrey Sessions, of which we haven't really, I haven't seen a heck of a lot out of this guy, other than the fact that he recused himself from the Russian investigation. That's a move in itself that makes one pause and go, that's interesting. But then also there's the new FBI director, Christopher Wray, who I really haven't heard much of a peep out of since he's been in office. So if indeed there are secret indictments, and some people say on the internet, and again, I don't want to get into the credibility, I'm just throwing this out here. Some people say there is as many as 10,000 indictments. Now, there was a credible source that I ran across, and I'm going to let him remain nameless, that has said that both, well, Anthony Podesta has been arrested. His passport has been taken, and also John Podesta has been arrested. I don't know whether that be true or not. I can't find anything to affirm that. So what I did do when I had some time here about, 3 or 4 weeks ago, is I tried to enroll in a thing called PACER. Now, PACER, for those of you who don't know, is a it's a website. It's called pacer.gov. And you can go in there, sign up for PACER, and get access to any federal court case that is, you know, has been opened. So I went into pacer.gov, and I put in all my information and all that stuff. And it says, well, because I wanted to see if I could verify that Anthony Podesta was arrested, because one of these people on the internet says, indeed, there was an Anthony Podesta arrested in Washington, D.C. on November the 8th, or whatever it was. So I decided I'm not going to take this guy's word for it. I'm going to enroll in PACER myself and you know, get approved for it and come back and type Anthony Podesta's name in myself. Well, in the meantime, in one of my other jobs, which is Uber, by the way, I picked up a lady that worked for the Department of Justice, ironically. Maybe it's karma. I don't know. Anyway, I picked up this lady from the Department of Justice, and I brought that subject up with her. And she says, no, if it's a sealed indictment, it doesn't matter because PACER's not going to let you know. So I kind of tossed PACER in the garbage can. Anyway, that said, now, the internet is abuzz with these rumors of indictments. And as I said, in the thousands, some people say 1,000, some people say 10,000. So, you know, another question, and I'd like your input, is Jeff Sessions and or Christopher Wray actually working silently behind the scenes to ultimately apprehend these criminals? Yes or no? Now, I have not been able, and of course, you know, I know a lot of you RBN listeners, you're as diligent, if not more so than I am. You're, like the commercial says, you are the wisest audience of any audience in alternative media. I know that because I've received thousands of calls from you folks over the years, and it never ceases to amaze me, the intellect of the callers. And sometimes you guys will actually humble me with the amount of knowledge that you have, and sometimes even the hosts get a lesson in what's going on. So that said, the question is, Jeff Sessions and Christopher Wray, are they actually working silently behind the scenes to ultimately apprehend these criminals? I don't know. But I'll tell you, when we get back, I'm going to have Dan play a clip for you on an interesting anomaly involving medical ankle bracelet, medical boots. So we'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And won't you listen if you can't say anything real nice? It's better not to talk at all. That's my advice.
All right, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. That's interesting. I mean, this bumper music is a little bit different as well. So I'm finding myself actually listening and trying to figure out who is that and what are they talking about? Because those of you who listen to me during the nighttime show, if you followed along with me, what I try to do, or what I had tried to do back during that tenure, is I would, you know, kind of find a song that would fit the, you know, the message of the show that I was going to do that night. And I'm listening to this show, or I'm listening to this lead-in, or that bumper music, and I'm going, okay, if I die, and I'm going, wait a minute, I don't know how that's going to fit with anything, so I'll have to take a look at that later. But anyway, getting back to what I was talking about, the internet being abuzz with the rumors of these indictments. Now, for those of you who may have forgotten or may not know, I'm sure most of you do, during the time when Trump signed this, this new tax bill that supposedly made it great for the American public. I don't know. I haven't looked at it. But also, and, you know, the Democrats came out of the woodwork. Oh, my God, it's terrible, and it's going to do this, that, and the other thing. And this is part of what I was getting in the emails. Oh, my God, it's just a disaster. Blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't believe anything they say anyway, and I haven't looked. But along with that, he also very quietly signed an executive order declaring the international assets of anybody that's involved with human rights violations, that their assets are going to be seized. And I found it very interesting that you heard nothing but crickets. Nobody came out of the woodwork saying anything about that at all. And the question is why? In the light of, you know, what's his name, Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein, being accused of all of this, you know, sexual harassment stuff, Al Franken, you know, stepping down from Congress, all these allegations that are coming out about, you know, the sexual misconduct and child rape and all this stuff. Well, the internet is saying that this is why this executive order was signed, is that Trump is going after these people, and the Democrats are running scared, and all these people that are involved in Pedigate and Pizzagate and all the pedophilia and, you know, child trafficking and the you know, sacrifices and all that stuff, they're all running scared. But on the other side of the coin, Trump makes a speech the other day talking about Iran, and he brings the same thing up about these human rights violations. Well, Donald, you know, I'm sorry, but human rights violations, the government of Iran is very strict on certain things, and homosexuality is one of them. You know, so what you would deem as a human rights violation has been going on over there for a long time. So what was that all about? That's a question I posed to Donald Trump. Now, again, folks, you can jump in here at any time at 800-313-9443 because, again, I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row because I haven't had the time to actually take a look at it. But the other thing is, again, the internet with all of this minutia, all of this stuff coming out about these indictments, but there's also been some really, really interesting, if not, you know, peculiar anomalies that are happening within our government and without our government. And I'm talking about certain people that are doing some really strange things with some really strange excuses about why they are doing or wearing those specific things. And what I'm talking about is medical, what do you call it? Medical boots. Okay, and I'm talking about a number of different people that happen to be strangely wearing these boots. Now, I'm not saying that it isn't for the specified reason that they are wearing these boots. I really don't know. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to have Dan play a clip for you. It's about 3.5 minutes long, and it's a kind of a report on these particular people, of whom two of the three I'm sure you'll recognize, but the other one is actually a congresswoman in California. They all are sporting these medical boots. But it's not that they're just sporting the medical boots. It's the excuse why they're supporting him. The fact that one of the excuses is gone way beyond the purported time the excuse would have had relevance. And the other one is that the boot was actually shifted from the excuse why the boot was being worn to the other leg. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. Anyway, did I hear the music? I did. I think I did. Yes, I did. We'll be back after the break. When we get back, I'm going to have Dan play a 3.5-minute clip regarding these boots. So stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know some companies take shortcuts? At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins, and our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You have to forgive me because I'm listening to this brand new bumper music, and I'm kind of going, well, with that one, I was going, all right, I know that voice, but it's been a long time since I've heard the song, Who Is It? So it'll come to me after I'm off the show. But anyway, getting back to this, yes, there was a clip I ran across. Now, the anomaly of this whole thing is these medical boots, these large... cumbersome medical boots, and the excuses for the boots, and the people that are wearing the boots. Now, I ask you, the audience, does this have anything to do with these secret indictments, because remember, these secret indictments, the public at large can't know who it was that was arrested. And that's according to the Department of Justice that I picked up in my Uber, and also with PACER, the public access to the court electronic records. So with that, I'm going to ask Dan to play this 3.5-minute clip, and you assess it yourself, folks. Go ahead, Dan, play that clip. Okay, Dan?
An epidemic of lower leg, ankle, and foot injuries, or maybe it's a new political fashion statement. First, it was Hillary Clinton, who was fitted with a medical walking boot on October 15th, ostensibly for a broken toe, from running downstairs wearing heels and then falling backward. 2 months later, seen at an appearance in Vancouver on December 14th, Hillary was still wearing the boot, albeit a different one, although the recovery period for a broken toe is 4 to 6 weeks. On December 21st, NBC News reported that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ordered the Justice Department to interview FBI agents with knowledge of an investigation into Hillary Clinton's role in a uranium deal with the Russians, reviving interest in what President Trump has called a modern-age Watergate. Sessions' order comes 1 month after Republicans in Congress had urged him to appoint a second special counsel to investigate Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign, the Uranium One deal, and the FBI's handling of its investigation into her private email server when she was Secretary of State. Then it's Rhino Senator John McCain, who was fitted with a medical boot on his right leg. His office said in a statement on November 6th that the boot was because of a minor tear in his right Achilles tendon. 2 weeks later, he switched the medical boot to his healthy left leg to, as he put it in a tweet, give it a break. Not only does it make no sense to put a cumbersome, heavy medical boot on a healthy leg, that he no longer wears a boot on his right leg means that his Achilles tendon is healed. Bloomberg reported in 2016 that Saudi Arabia donated $1 million to the McCain Institute, a contribution that the Institute has refused to explain publicly. Then there's the rumor that Senator McCain is the Republican politician who ordered the entirely bogus Russian dossier on Trump. That both Hillary and McCain are suddenly sporting medical boots on their respective right legs triggered speculations in the alternative media that their boots may be concealing ankle monitors. Now, the medical walking boot epidemic has hit Congresswoman Jackie Speier of California, who was seen with the boot on her left leg. Jackie Speier is one of three Democratic lawmakers who employed the criminal Awan brothers and who is on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. As information technology IT staffers, the Awan brothers, Abid, Imran, and Jamal, compromised United States national security by hacking into classified or other sensitive information of members of Congress. The FBI arrested Imran Awan in July of 2017. He's currently awaiting trial on charges of bank fraud.
For the daily U.S. and international news, this has been Headlines with a Voice.
All right, folks, what do you think? I got a caller on line one. I'm going to take Joel in Wisconsin in just a minute. But before I do that, isn't it interesting? You know, the anomaly of Hillary Clinton supposedly broke her toe while she's tripped and then fell backwards, blah, blah, blah. She's sporting this medical boot device. And 2 months later, and that was on October 15th, December 14th, and a broken toe only takes 4 to 6 weeks to heal, she was spotted with it once again. Kind of makes you want to sit back and go, doesn't it? And then we've got the possible fact, I say possible because you never know with Jeff Sessions, about questioning the FBI agents over this Uranium One deal and the Clinton Foundation. And then you have the McCain Achilles tendon incident, which he was sporting this medical boot on his left leg, and then 2 weeks later switched it over to his right leg, which to me makes absolutely no sense at all. And his excuse for doing so was, well, he was giving his left leg a break. Does that make any sense to you guys? Then we have the third one, Jackie Speer, the Democrat from California, who employed the Awan brothers, who are, by the way, now under indictment and awaiting federal trial. It just makes one step back and go, Anyway, with that, let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. What's your input on that, Joel, and how you doing? I haven't heard from you in a while. Of course, I haven't been on the air. Go ahead.
I'm doing fine. I just thought I'd be the first caller to see if I could win anything.
Oh, yes. I've got the prizes right up here on the left. Yes, go ahead. Okay. Doo-doo, caca, or feces? Which one do you prefer? No, I'm just kidding you, Joel. Go ahead.
2 ounces of silver. I'll take that one.
How you doing? Go ahead.
Good. Okay, the name of that song is On a Winter's Night with You, and it's Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot. Okay, so because I kept thinking James Taylor, but I'm going, no, that's not it. All right, but I'm in this whole new swimming arena with all this bumper music that I've heard over in the past, you know, but it isn't part and parcel with the, you know, premise of my show, so I'm going to have to go in and change some of that around, but it's good music nonetheless. Did you have something else on your mind you wanted to add, or just thank me for coming back, or you know anything you want to scold me for coming back, or what, Joel?
Well, yeah, I wasn't thanking you. I was trying to win something.
Well,
okay, as long as I'm on the Bundy thing. Now,
yeah.
They may have just possibly have dropped that because one reason, I'm sure there's many, is to not set a precedent for the future. Because if they'd let the jury find them not guilty, then that case could be referred back to. But this way, when there is no trial or is no, the jury has not decided, they can't refer back to it. So that's one possibility.
No, that's a great point, Joel. And my thoughts were on the same thing, because we saw what kind of a can of worms it opened up, and especially the FBI, actually a whistleblower coming out and basically just reading the Riot Act on all of the the criminality that was all involved on the Fed side. I think that they're smart in just sweeping it under the rug and trying to let it go away. Don't you?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure you remember the Randy Weaver case.
Do I remember it? John and I took Randy Weaver up to Plainfield, New Hampshire back in 2007. Yeah, I remember that case, of course. I got it firsthand, right sitting in the car from beginning to end of the story, from Randy's own lips. Go ahead.
I know, but you're getting a little older, and I didn't know if you remembered that or not.
Yeah, I know. I've got an Alzheimer's moment now and then, Joel. Okay. Go ahead.
Jerry Spence handled the case. Of course you remember. Okay. And he never called one witness. He just took the government story and pointed out the contradictions, and he won the case without ever calling one witness. And I thought,
not only that, Randy didn't even testify.
No.
Well, okay. Accolades to Jerry Spence, and he was awarded $3.1 million, I believe, over it. And you know, they just quietly made that one go away as well.
Yep. And as far as the boots, you know, this is just an idea. I have to give you ideas because you're old. maybe they're just doing that to get attention, you know, so that people talk about it.
Yeah, it could be.
The news makes up stories to keep the people busy, and politicians might, you know, it's a show game. It's just a possibility, you know.
But I don't know. Wearing that cumbersome boot around for months just to get the public talking, I don't know about that. But anyway, okay, anything else you got to add before I move on?
That's it.
All right, thanks, Joel. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, you're on with Michael. How are you doing?
The 18 minutes ago decision on the Bundy case.
Uh-huh.
You familiar with it?
Yeah, I just got the news. I just reported it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I came to the phone and missed what you had to say. Two things. I'm wondering if they can expect to get any remuneration, and if misconduct by the government implies also criminality by the government.
Well, in my experience, the answer to both questions would be no. You know, the government's just going to go, I'm sorry. You know, they haven't been convicted of anything, so there's nothing to sue about, or they haven't been acquitted of anything, so there's nothing to sue about.
You mean they haven't been acquitted?
No, I said they've there's no acquittal because they're not going back to trial. And you have to go to trial to be acquitted, and they dismissed the case. So they dismissed the case without prejudice, so they're not going to be... they're not going to be retried. So if they're not going to be retried, they couldn't get an acquittal.
Well, didn't Weaver receive money for his
case? In Weaver's case, Weaver was found not guilty. Okay, there was a decision made in Randy Weaver's case.
Oh, I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay. In the Bundy's case, there wasn't any decision. And there's not evidently going to be a decision because they're going to sweep it under the rug and try to make people hope people forget about it.
And so far as criminality on their part, do you think they will be prosecuted?
No, nobody will be prosecuted for it. Does anybody ever get prosecuted for it? Every once in a while, they'll throw somebody under the bus. But there's, you know, who are they going to point a finger at, Betty?
Not BLM and the
everybody.
So many people.
That's the frustration about it, is there's so many people to point a finger at. But look what's happening in the murder of Lavoie Finicum. Okay, they supposedly indicted a federal agent for it, but I watched the videotape of Lavoie Finicum's murder here just last week when I had some time, and I heard the conversation in the car between Lavoie Finicum and I believe it was Ammon Bundy that was in the car with him. It might have been Ryan. But it was the Oregon State Police were there. Okay, so where did the feds come from? There was a fed supposedly indicted. Have you heard any more about that?
No, I haven't.
But and the fed wasn't indicted for killing him. The fed was indicted for lying about shooting him or something, lying about the shots that were fired, something that was different than the murder, according to what I'm getting. And you have to remember, Betty, I've been off the air for a while, so I'm not really totally up to speed. I can't follow it as closely as I had in the past, other than, you know, just being a listener such as yourself and such as Joel and all the other multitude of listeners. That's all I could get. And, you know, I could only tune in rarely, and usually even with that was archives. So, you know, if you want
to... Very satisfying answering my questions. Can I ask a third one?
Sure, go ahead.
During this Bundy trial, probably on Tom Lockevere's program, they were talking about the Justice Department contacting the Roman Catholic denomination so far as having some kind of jurisdiction. Are you familiar with anything like that?
Not really. No.
Okay, thank you.
But again, before I let you go, Betty, you know, you may get more valuable information from Tom Lockevera regarding that issue and
okay,
the people that,
that
you know he's had on his program, and it's also Eric the Freedom Screamer, which you know they pay a lot more attention to that. Okay, but anyway, I thank you for the call. It's very nice to talk
to you.
I haven't done it in a long time. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Have a good day, girl. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Getting back to this, so the ankle bracelet thing. All right. Who knows whether it is or it isn't? The speculation in the alternative media is such, and again, they are as guilty as anybody else sometimes of spinning things out of control, stuff that may have a plausible explanation. I just find it very strange that, well, for John McCain, for example, would take a medical boot, a very cumbersome boot, supposedly on a ligament tear, and then switch it over to his other leg, because he wanted to give his other leg a break, which would mean that the ligament tear had healed. That doesn't make any sense. And as Judge Judy always said, if it doesn't make sense, it's probably not true. Now, I'm going to segue from this into another clip, and I hope Dan is listening here, because I'm having a little problems trying to tune into both Skypes at the same time. And he sent me a message saying, well, to play the clip, you know, send me a message on Skype 1 or Skype 2, I don't remember which one it was, and I sent a message on Skype 1 to Dan that is still saying sending, and it hasn't gone through yet. So anyway, is it ready? Okay, yeah, so there's another clip. I don't know, well, gosh, Dan, I don't think we're going to have time. We got a break coming up in 2 minutes. That's about a 7.5-minute clip. That's Judge Jeanine. And this one's interesting. I'm gonna take this one apart piece by piece after she says it, because it's very interesting. It regards a whole number of things with our lovely lady Hillary Clinton that I don't want to interrupt it, and she outlines it very well, but I'm going to overview it when we get done with it. But in the meantime, we'll do that right after the top of the hour. But in the meantime, what really has been causing me to scratch my head, if you will, over these past several months where I have been a listener, is that I'm finding it very difficult to understand, and maybe you guys can help me out with this, I'm finding it very difficult to understand why it is that it is so in your face, even on Fox News with Judge Jeanine and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson, which, by the way, I think are doing a pretty good job for what they can do. They're encapsulated into this mechanism of media that they're very, very restrictive in what they can say. So they can't step outside their bounds in the way that we can. But I have to say, they are pressing the envelope. But what I can't figure out is, even with that, with the touching on, you know, the side skirting on these issues, which they're really starting to probe a little bit, why is it that in our government, with Donald Trump, with Jeff Sessions, with Christopher Wray, why is it that they are not paying the attention to this, that they're paying to this Russian collusion thing, which is a total fraud? Everybody that any with two brain cells can rub that you can rub together, you can see it's a fraud. I have to wonder, when Mueller gets up and looks in the mirror, is he asking himself what kind of phenomenons or anomalies or misconstruences or outright lies he's going to have to come up today with to continue with this? I don't know. Anyway, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to take a minute and listen to the bumper music just to see what they're playing, and probably have another caller, maybe like Joel, call in and tell me who sang it, if I don't already know. Be right back.
It's nature's way of telling you, dying trees.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
past my ears.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Mike Lerzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I have absolutely no idea who that is. It's probably after my time. I don't know. Anyway, maybe I quit listening to the radio during that decade. I'm not sure. But anyway, that said, before I get back into this, at the top of the hour, we are going to play a clip from Judge Jeanine Pirro, and then I'm going to rail on Hillary and her foundation for a bit, in case you'd like to stick around and keep listening. Let's go to, I believe, Francis in North Carolina. Is that right? Hello, Francis.
Hello, youngin.
Hi, how you doing?
I am breathing and staying chilled. Well, okay. Scratch that last part of it. But anyway, it's interesting about the boot medical bracelet, whatever you want to call that, doohickey or whatever. But before I address that, most anybody realizes, or at least I would think realizes, that this day and time, anything of a political action or legislation that's done is always done in the shadows of the government. It's never done out there in the broad light of daylight to the everyday person via whatever news source they use. If you recall, at one point, Doris Cheney made the comment that he always worked in the shadows. Well, you know, as much as he made that sound funny, it was actually very legitimate, as far as his comment goes, if anybody actually
Let me interject here, Francis. Are you talking about Dick Cheney back during the time when he was talking, he was being interviewed, I don't know whether it was Dan Russert, or he was talking about sometimes we have to go over to the dark side and work in the shadows. Is that the interview you're speaking of?
Well, one other time,
okay. Yeah, there's probably a multitude. You're right. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
But that's nothing new as far as politicians or lawyers, whatever you want to call them, in D.C. and the District of Criminals, as I tend to refer to it as, among a lot of other people, they're going to do stuff in the shadows of what's behind the scenes where it's not obvious and so forth ad nauseum. As a result. However, as far as the medical thing goes, it would be nice to see a picture or a photo of what this bloomin' boot or ankle bracelet or whatever it's called that these politicians are supposedly wearing. And
well,
the reason is because, I think a telltale sign that if it had something to do with the legal action, they had to make sure that between Hillary and Billy Boy, they had to make sure that she had on, because if they both had on, then that would be a screaming sign of indignation that they both were off the boat with no paddle. But as far as McCain goes, yeah, that's pretty blaring. I mean, if you have something wrong with your Achilles tendon or ligament or whatever, and you decide to switch it over to the other foot because it might be healed or whatever, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
No. When you have an issue with your ankle and your foot or whatever, you have it on there for a good period of time. You just don't go switch it over to another foot. And depending on how the belt or boot is constructed tells a lot, because for one thing, with medical technology is concerned, even in the upper echelons of politics and all that's concerned, and their criminal to criminal health care, to be given stuff that makes it painless or non-cumbersome to deal with the medical situation. They're not going to be
Francis,
given something.
Let me stop you there. I'm going to hold you over to the top of the hour here, because I got a top of the hour break coming up, because I got a couple of comments I want to make about that when we get back. So stick around. We'll be back in two. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, second hour coming up.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.